Treadmill singer, check it out. Look, look, look. This is the sentiment of a woman. Your last words are never, "I wish I had more money." Think about it. Only poor people say that. I will tell you right now, I've been poor and I've been rich. I will never, ever, ever trade in the life that I live right now to have more time to spend with people and give up my resources. I don't want to. I'm not interested. As a 43-year-old man that has lived three lifetimes, I will tell you, I am not interested in making the sacrifice to give up my resources. I don't know who's selling y'all this fairy tale. I don't know who's lying to y'all. That has never, ever been a thing. Ever been a thing. You could tell y'all could talk that, y'all won't. Listen, listen. All right, let me have a real moment with y'all. My father sacrificed everything. For the last 3 years of his life, obviously, I didn't know that he was at the end of his life. For the last 3 years of his life, my father died when I was 37 years old. No, I'm sorry. He died in 2017. So I was 35 years old. Okay. So I was 8 years ago. We were building him a restaurant. Me and him was working on building him the restaurant. The restaurant that I was opening, that was his. I was looking to retire him, right? Because he was tired. He was exhausted. He was fucking exhausted. He had raised four boys, church, taking care of business, helping people, but he didn't have nothing left in him. He was tired as fuck. He was exhausted. And he would tell me all the time, "Anton, I'm tired." So I was getting him up out of there. My goal was to be successful because he would tell me, "Yo, you are my greatest investment ever." And he wouldn't say that because he was looking to get any money out of me. He was just happy that his boys turned out to be successful. And so I was paying him back. I had become so great, and I was only at the cusp. I was in the beginning stages of my greatness, and so I was paying him back. But let me tell you something. He was exhausted. He was absolutely exhausted. And he will never say it. Like, he will never say anything like, "I regret having kids," or anything like that, because he really, really did enjoy his life. But I will tell you that if he probably had another lifetime, he would be rich as fuck. My father died broke. He died broke. 100%. I had to pay his back taxes in order to ensure that my mom was taken care of. I know old people right now. I go and visit my grandmother over in Tampa on my mother's side on a regular basis. She has never said, you know what she say to me? "Oh man, this life." She tripping over that. You know what most people do once you're older? They disappear. People ain't spending their time trying to make sure that you take care of stuff or they coming to visit you on a regular basis. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. If I live to be 80 years old, to live 79 years in bliss and do what I want to do and have a good fucking time, I lived a good life. I lived a good life. Don't ever believe that being poor is being righteous. It's not. It's not. Don't ever believe that living below your means. You know what poor people do? They take out bad loans. You know why? Because when you're under duress, you make bad decisions. Poverty is of the devil. Being poor and broke is of the devil because oftentimes you result in doing things that you wouldn't normally do if you wasn't under duress. That's why they have payday loans in environments that's less than ideal. I'm just telling you the truth. And so at some point, most people, they make a decision knowingly, subconsciously, consciously, they make a decision. They say, "You know what? Either I'm going to resolve to be a regular person and being a, and I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. when you wind up becoming a regular person, for a man, I can't speak for women, but for a man, that means that you've given up on your dreams. You went to sleep with the Lamborghini on your wall. You went to sleep dreaming about Ferraris. You said that you was going to be a doctor one day. You said that you was going to get rich. You said that you had these dreams and aspirations when you were growing up. Every boy wanted to make it to the league. They wanted to be rich. They wanted to be a rap. They wanted to be something. They wanted to be something. The relationship, a lot of times, is the thing that they resolve to have, or they have kids and they say, well, look, at least I got family. That's the thing that they then say, that, you know what? Well, at least I got this. That's the consolation prize. I refuse to settle for consolation prizes. I'm the type of person to go to the fair and I will spend $150 shooting that shot on that slim ass rim, trying to win the big prize. I don't want the little prize. I don't want the little bear. I don't want the little unicorn. I want the big fucking bear that don't fit in my car, and I'm going to get that bitch. And I don't care if it costs me $1,000. I'm shooting the shot 50 times. I'm going to shoot it 50. Some people, it's cool. Oh, it ain't worth it. I'm shooting that shot. I'm going to shoot it 100 times out of 100 times, and I'm going to get the goddamn bear. I want the bear. Give me the goddamn bear. Give me the bear that don't fit in the car. Even if I get a bear away, I won. That's me. That's my personality. I'm not saying everybody has that personality. I'm not saying that everybody should be that. I know that there has to be people that serve you coffee. I know that there has to be people that work in the factories, and I salute them. I know that there has to be police officers. I know that I got a ticket yesterday. Got the ticket yesterday. Right here. Let me cover up my main information. In Detroit. Got the ticket yesterday in Detroit. See that? I'm driving. He said, Anton, what are you doing? Because I had the one cop, he recognized me in the city. He was a black cop. He said, Anton, come on. And it was the white cop. The white cop says, you know, you need to. I said, man, don't talk to me. Give me my ticket so I can go racing again. He said, I'll impound your car. I said, I'll go and get another one. I don't give a fuck. I want to live the life that I don't want to be subjected to other man. He can't tell me what to do. He said, I'll impound your car. I said, all right, I'll get it out on Tuesday, and I'm going to go and get another one later on today. He said, how many cars you got? I said, 10. I said, man, you might as well just give me my ticket and let me go. I said, all right. He went and typed up my ticket. He didn't even give me no real ticket. He gave me excessive noise and tinted windows. Man, give me my ticket and let me go. I'm out of here, bro. Give me my ticket and I'm out. I'm not worried about you. I don't care nothing about that. This don't mean nothing to me. People worried about student loans. They're worried. And see, it's going to be some people that say, man, they're going to be in the comments when we clip this up. They're going to say, man, Anton, I used to like you. You used to be more normal. I could relate to you. I don't want to relate to you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be in the same spaces as you. When I was in San Juan, I went to La Placita. I went to La Placita in San Juan. And they had all of the little clubs that was around. And the people was getting drunk. And I said, I looked around and I walked around and I walked around and I walked around and I walked around and I said, this is for regular fucking people. I'm not regular. I was never meant to be regular. God said, don't be regular. Distinguished gentleman says you used to be humble. I am humble to God. Not to the standards of men. When the fuck I gave up? When did I start caring about what other people think? I'm humble to God. All I'm saying is you're going to have to make an honest to God decision before it's too late of what type of life you want to live. I don't care if it's a regular life. I don't care if it's a family life. I don't care if it's a rich life. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to have to really make that decision. And you're going to have to understand what comes along with it. If you want to get rich, and you want to be in a relationship, then you're going to have to understand that it's going to be some problems in that relationship because she's not going to really understand the grind and the hustle on how it is that you're going to get rich. Is it a possibility that she's going to be 100%, 100% of the time? Yeah, it's a possibility. Is it something that's going to really take place? Probably not. Are you going to have to do it on your lonesome? Are you going to probably have to do it on your own? Yeah, you probably are. If you get rich and then you got it out the mud by yourself, is it going to be people that, you know, women that want to attach themselves to you just because you at the finish line and they're not? Yeah, probably so. You got to make that decision for yourself. You're going to have to figure that out. Figure it out. Vita says, you are not humble to God, so stop it. You just like hearing yourself talk. Okay, well, let's say that that's true too, right? Because really, your relationship with God is nobody else's business. So let's say for the sake of conversation that that's true. And what the fuck you gonna do about it? I profess my love to God because I just love God. I don't have to do that for y'all. That don't give me no extra bonus points. That don't give me no more subscribers. I say that because I just stand on what it is that I stand on and I love God. But let's say for the sake of conversation that that's true. And fuck you. Now what you going to do? What you think, it's going to be any less subscriber? You think my subscriber count going to go down or something like that? I don't give a fuck. And now what? What if I told you, let me not go there. Let me not go there. Because see, again, I am extra ultra that. Whatever it is that you want to label me is, I'm that. I'm 100% that. And you know what else is so interesting about it? You had to subscribe to write that comment, meaning that you still on my dick no matter what. You still here. I could say that you suck, you a piece of shit, that throw you out with the garbage, you need to go to jail, and you still going, you know why? Because you can't fucking turn the TV, you can't turn the YouTube off. There's nothing that you can do about it. I am ordained. I am absolutely 100% supposed to be exactly where I am right now. And there's nothing that you can do about it because that's the way that God made it. I'm supposed to be rich. I was supposed to be here. It said in a word, it was before the formation of the earth. There's nothing that you can do about it. I was blessed to be here in the United States of America. As Anton Daniels in 2025, it just is what it is. I wasn't born in 1410. I'm born in 1982, and I'm supposed to be rich right now. What you gonna do about it? This ain't crashing. This is winning. See, y'all think getting rich and talking your shit is crashing. That's because your mother taught you how to be feminine. They didn't teach you how to be a man. In today's society, we've been conditioned to silence ourselves. It used to be the biggest big block that's in your motor. That's the one that we all love. We used to only care about winning. We used to big each other up and be celebrating. Man, you got rich. Hey, teach me, big dog. Let's do business together. Now y'all want to humble each other because that's what women do. You a bitch. Your mama taught you how to be a bitch. And so you don't even know how to stand in your masculinity. We used to just build shit just for the sake of building it because that's what men do. That's how buildings came across. They didn't build it for a need. They built it for their ego. Don't nobody care about your weak humility? You can take that humility home with your girl and watch her look at she. You know what she want? You know what she want? Somebody that talk just like me. A man's man, a man that do shit, build shit, talk his shit, grab her by the fucking neck and bend her over the couch. That's what she want. She don't want your fake humility. Oh, we all need to be humble. Nigga, she don't want you. Your mama don't like you. They think you feminine. They think you feminine. They don't like you. That is never a desirable trait. Nobody cares about your fake humility. Nobody. Nobody. It's not cool. It's not cute. It's not, what did the women say? Demure. All y'all, look, they do. Not Daryl. They all want a participation trophy. Oh, acknowledge my pain. Acknowledge my pain. Acknowledge my suffering. You're a player two ass. You player two. Everybody want to win. Everybody want to win. Every country want to win. Every competitor want to win. Every owner want to win. They all competing against each other. They all competing against each other. Turn down that femininity in your soul, dog. Get some backbone. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Surprise your girl and just so happen to kiss her out of the blue. Stop asking for permission on your wife. Can I touch you? Is it okay? Is this a safe space for you? What is your love language? I don't give a fuck about your love language. They all the same. They're all the same. See women go. They all the fucking same, bro. Care about your love language. Gifts of appreciation. Words of affirmation. Get your big head ass in here and make something to eat. Anybody got time to be sitting there talking to you? My skill set is, your skill set is that kitchen right there. That stove haven't been turned on in 3 days. What are you doing? 3 days. I don't even want to know what's in the refrigerator. That's for you to figure out for your ingredients. 3 days. That's your limit. Get in there and get them goddamn dishes done. Keep on talking to these women. How do you feel today? What's your background trauma? Yo, who? Yo, who? Started talking about her past. I'd be thinking to myself, boring. You got to come with a better story than that. I'm so tired of hearing about what your daddy did to you when you was younger and why he ain't paid no child. I don't care. Matter of fact, where your daddy at? What up, though? Boring. Y'all keep going to therapy. Grown men keep going to therapy at the advice of women. You let her talk you into going to therapy. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You a man. You supposed to be the way that you are. He doesn't like to talk. And so we're going to go through a process. You don't need no therapy, nigga. You need. You don't need no therapy. You don't need no. I promise you, bro. If you are a man, you don't need therapy. You need more activity in your life. Get out there and get in them streets and get hustling. Your therapy is money. Hustle.